we're going to pick up a conversation from several months back. You might remember that we talked about a case involving a young woman whose child had been put in the foster care system. She and her child were both minors at the time, and she didn't get appointed counsel. The case went on to the Hawaii Supreme Court with the support of several legal organizations who urged the court to consider not only the case of that underage mother, but the rights of all indigent parents, regardless of their ages. The court made its decision this week, and Nalani Fujimori Kaina, the executive director of the Legal Aid Society, joined us now by phone with an update. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, just to refresh everyone a little bit, I mean, I gave a little bit of that in the introduction, but any specific issues that you think that would be important for us to remember before we begin to talk about this case more fully?
I think the case itself is an interesting one because it was a minor parent who had been put into foster custody herself and had a minor child. And because she was appointed what they call a guardian ad litem to look out for her interests, they had not also appointed an attorney to represent her in the termination, in the potential termination of rights to her child. So it was a slightly different situation than most that you see.
But in doing that and saying, okay, the guardian ad litem substitutes in some ways for having counsel, you know, real counsel, there apparently were some errors made and she lost her baby.
Right, exactly. Because the guardian ad litem is really looking at the interest of her as a minor and making the decisions for that minor in her best interest, but not representing her interest as a parent to her child. And so what the decision is really saying is that she deserved an attorney that was going to represent her with respect to her minor child.
And this obviously has ramifications for any parent who would be involved in a welfare proceeding where the child's ability to stay with the parent is threatened.
Oh, yes, and that's what's groundbreaking about this decision is that the court really did come out and say that any indigent parent who's facing foster custody and potential termination of their parental rights has a right to counsel and that the court should provide that, that it can no longer be done on a case-by-case analysis, which was happening in these situations where the judges were kind of making a determination from the bench based on the facts as to whether or not someone needed an attorney or not.
Right now, though, looking at how that's going to happen, how do you see this actually moving from a decision to action?
You know, I think the courts actually have been pretty good about providing counsel for parents that are not minors. The situation that I saw really in this case is that it's the dichotomy when you had the difficulty when you had a minor child that was already in the foster care system. And then had been, and that child also had another child, and that's when we were losing the appointment of counsel for those parents, for those minor parents.
And how many minor parents are we talking about?
You know, I can't tell you the number statewide, but it is a large number. I mean, I used to do this work on Maui as an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Hawaii, and I had a number of cases where I had parents that I was appointed as guardian ad litem for, and we'd be requesting from the court that they also be appointed an attorney to represent them with the potential termination of rights to their minor children. So it happens, and I think part of the foster system, you know, there's just a number of mainly mothers in the system that end up having children while they're in the system.
Do you see any retroactive actions based on the outcome of this decision?
You know, I hope that, you know, if there are minor parents in the system that do not have counsel, that the court is going back and making sure that all of them are appointed counsel. You know, unfortunately, it may be too late in some of these situations, and that's really, you know, the sad part about all of this is that, you know, for minors who've had their rights terminated because they didn't have counsel in the past, it might be, you know, might be too late to be able to restore that relationship. And I think the difficult thing with child welfare cases is that, you know, you're looking both at the interest of the parent, but also the interest of the child and making sure that the child has a stable setting as well.
It sounds a little bit like that Judi Dench film, Philomena, that's out
yeah.
now, but not having art reflecting reality or which way around, if you're in it and it's your kid, it's a difficult situation. Are there children that you know now who are in the system who also have children? Are there other cases like this?
You know, there definitely will always be other cases like this. As to whether or not they have counsel, I think it's still, you know, because the cases are confidential, it's hard to tell exactly where all of those cases might be right now. So it's going to be really up to the court to take a look as those cases come before them and attorneys that are doing the work throughout the state, making sure that they request that counsel for those minor parents if they don't have one at this point.
The decision was a unanimous one. Were you at all sort of shaking your head why this hadn't come up before now?
I think I was. I mean, I've been doing the work for a number of years previously, and, you know, I think there just wasn't maybe the right case to do it in, because a lot of times when the Supreme Court is reviewing cases, there's not enough of a situation where you had somebody who was doing well once they had counsel, so that they can say, look, there was a basis for, appointing counsel, that counsel actually made a difference in this case. So this was really, I think, one of the perfect cases to be brought, and I think we really looked to Ben Lowenthal, who was the lead attorney for the mother in the appeal, for his taking a look at this case and moving forward with it.
Sometimes you just have to have the right case to be able to make the right point.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nalani Fujimura-Kaina is the executive director of the Legal Aid Society of Hawaii. It's the oldest and largest statewide nonprofit organization providing free legal services to the poor. Legal Aid was one of the groups to call for the Hawaii Supreme Court's review of a case to give poor parents an appointed attorney in welfare proceedings. And more about the case is on HPR2.org.